Pray. Father in heaven, send down your Spirit to guide us into all truth. For Jesus' sake, amen. Have you ever walked home in a driving snowstorm? You can hardly see where you're going. The wind takes your breath away. The driven snow hits your face like so many icy pellets, stinging. The cold chills you to the bone. And then through that blowing snow, you see the light shining from the windows of your home. Little can match the moment when you walk through that door and close it behind you, shutting out the cold and the wind and the snow, and now enjoying the warmth and the peace. We live in a cold world. The coldness of human hearts is all around us, near and far. Unbelief, hatred, selfishness, anger, fighting, murder, warfare, sinful lust, adultery, fornication, jealousy, envy, drunkenness, and more. The driving winds of evil nearly drive the Spirit from us. The coldness of sinfulness seems to penetrate to our very hearts. We wonder, are we going to make it? Will we endure to the end? But in the distance, we can see the light shining from our home. We can hardly wait for that moment when the door shuts behind us and we are bathed in the warmth and light of eternal love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, and more. All of these will be given to him who overcomes. Those words, "to him who overcomes," are repeated 7 times in chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation. In these chapters, Christ dictates 7 letters to those 7 churches of Asia Minor. Those churches are representative of all churches on earth. So it is to all of us that Christ speaks these words of encouragement. "To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on that stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who overcomes I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." As it was for the 7 churches, so it is for us. Each of us, in our own lives and in our own ways, is struggling through the storm of life. From our old Adam comes the bitter cold of sin, gripping our hearts with guilt. Icy needles of temptation from Satan threaten our resolve to fight on. From the world, the freezing winds of persecution threaten to take away the breath of life. But we look up and we see the light in the distance and we hear the voice calling out to us. The tree of life, the paradise of God, the hidden manna, the new name, the power, the white robes, the temple, the new Jerusalem, the throne, everlasting sonship with the name of our God emblazoned upon us. Brighter and brighter comes that light as the promises of God echo in our ears. And so we struggle on against the raging blast generated by the forces of evil. We struggle on in the hope that we will indeed overcome and enter the home of our heavenly family. It's not easy. The very word overcome implies that it is hard. And truly it is. In fact, there are times that it seems impossible, as though there's no way we can make it. Indeed, it is impossible for us. But as Jesus said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Jesus is the strength in our legs as we trudge through the deep snow. He is the breath in our lungs as we move against the driving wind. He is the warmth for our souls as we endure the freezing cold. He is the conqueror who gives us the victory. In a week and a half, we will begin to go back once again, go back in time to watch and listen as our Lord Jesus himself struggles through the storm that was his life and his death. We will see how, with tears and agony, he fought on through the storm, never giving up. Why? Because he had us in mind. He was doing it for you and for me. For us, he was achieving that perfect righteousness. For us, he was paying the full price for our redemption. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the struggle is difficult, but struggle on, young people. The victory is assured. You will overcome through our Lord Jesus Christ. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hymn 192, verses 7 and 8.